Musica Jubairo, un podcast consotac do Studio ETC. Neste segundo episódio, vamos fazer uma viagem entre a China, a Índia e Cabo Verde, sem sair do bairro dos Anjos. Para isso, vamos deslizar numa outra temporalidade, para conhecer o Rua e o seu instrumento redondo como a lua. Duas notas, quatro cordas e o mundo abre-se.
I'm Hua, and I'm from China, and I play the Chinese traditional instrument. And the name in English is moon guitar because of the shape, it looks like a moon. So many people said it looked like guitar. It really looked like guitar. But the tuning is really different. It's really simple. There are four strings, but only two notes. G and D. So this interval structure, you know, makes these instruments really harmonious, no matter how it's played, you know. Like, but it's really complicated to play chord, you know, only two notes. Yeah, the Asian music, they didn't care about, you know, the chord. They just care about the melody. It's comfort, yeah. Actually, they didn't care about the technique. You know, we love comfort, mm-hmm. Not only music. Food, clothes, everything. Yeah, that is Asian Chinese culture, you know. Actually, it's just fewer people studying this instrument this time in China. I don't know why they don't want to study this. Maybe it's simple.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, the most people, they really love show up, you know. Like, they want to play piano, play really fast, with really high technique. But this instrument, you know, in traditional orchestra, you know, they just play some really simple interval and chord. And they cannot play solo in orchestra. Before I came here, I played in the Chinese traditional orchestra in my hometown. But here, I tried play with others, but I don't know why. Maybe it's really different tuning and really different scale. It's not easy to be harmonious. you know, in Western musical skills, you have seven notes, but in China, the ancient Chinese musical system, we love to use five notes, five colors. Yes, we love five. sometimes I play the traditional Chinese music, and I play some, you know, my works, my composition, something like fusion and the Chinese music in modern way. I love play here, and you know, I studied music here, the musicology, and I told my friend, actually in Portugal it's really good, it's really nice to learn music. Yeah, it's diversity. You know, you can see so many different minorities and different culture just in Lisbon. Yeah. It's not the big city here, but you can get the war. And the whole, some really mini shop. The background. Yeah, the background is really Indian. Yeah. Like, you know, I even found some Indian skills and really different Indian temple. Thank you.
Génial. Já fomos tão longe, tão alto, com esta raga indiana, tocada num instrumento chinês, que não podemos parar por aí. Portanto, para uma aterragem mais suave, fazemos último desvio pela Rua de Arroios, até o Tabato Records, onde o João oferece-nos uma paragem hipnotizante em Cabo Verde.
Essa música tem o nome de um antigo cinema em São Vicente, Mindelo. Eden Park. Tradicional e mais influências dele.